Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the East City Ranch in beautiful Trout Lake, Washington, otherwise known as UFO and Paranormal Central. Before we get our guests on, I wanted to remind people that we have some amazing books and videos at eceti.org. It's eceti.org. Contact has begun. The movie is out now. Orbs, the Veil is Lifting is out. It's a must-see, especially concerning anything you want to know about contact with spiritually and technologically advanced beings, as well as near-death experiences and upcoming Earth changes. So this is kind of a must-see for the planet right now, and it is going out there like crazy. It's going all over America and Europe, and people are really getting the message. And we also have the books as well. Becoming Gods is out. It was out of print, and people were selling it for like $75 on eBay, which was ridiculous. But now it's back in print, and The Ultimate Soul Journey has been released. So those books are now available along with Reunion with Source. So check out the site and send somebody in your family the gift of consciousness. It's the only thing you're going to be taking with you when you leave this plane. Anyway, enough said. I'd like to welcome our guest on the show. I'm a little tongue-tied today. I don't know why. It's probably because it's 20 degrees up here. But anyway, Victoria, are you with us?
Yes, I am. It's so great to hear your voice and be on the show, James. Thank you.
Well, it's great to hear from you again. I think the last time we connected was, I believe, in Sedona, wasn't it?
Yes.
And it was kind of one of those synchronistic things. We both rented a room in this little off-the-beat hotel. And what was the name of that hotel? Do you
it's
remember?
It's called the Sugarloaf Lodge.
Yeah, the Sugarloaf Lodge. And we both come walking out the door and look at each other and like, what the heck, you know?
Yeah.
That was pretty synchronistic anyway. But I think I was there speaking at the St. Andrew's Church. I had a event there, and you were at another event or something. I'm not sure what you were there for.
I think I was up there to just do my encounters with the ships, because I was living in Phoenix for, you know, 13 years,
mm-hmm.
and so I would go to Sedona to just get out of the city and go up on the mountain and do my thing.
You know, we should meet up there again and do a little joint.
Oh, that would be great.
Beckoning in Sedona. I've been really thinking about that lately. It'd be great to get some people that were really plugged in.
Oh,
go
yeah.
Go up there and you know, initiate contact and see what happens.
Actually, you know, you should come over to Pagosa Springs, because that's where I live now in Colorado.
Uh-huh.
And this is a hotbed here. It is absolutely amazing. So,
I may be in Colorado. I turned down one speaking engagement there, and there's another one coming up. And I just may do that. And I know there are some hot spots there in Colorado.
We are in the southwest corner, Four Corners area, and
okay.
There's Chimney Rock, and the energy is just incredible here. The ground is thinner, so you feel the electromagnetics so much, and it's just a very special place. And that's I was drawn to move here. I've wanted to live here for about 20 years, so
mm-hmm.
I just did it finally.
Great. Well, I heard you on Coast to Coast. Who interviewed you on Coast to Coast?
Raleigh James.
Raleigh James.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was it was a pretty good interview.
Yeah.
She did a good job.
She's a sweet lady. Yeah. I don't know if she's that big into the UFO phenomena, but she did a great job and
I think she is more into more of the conspiracy, or I'm not
yeah,
sure exactly what she does, or
yeah,
getting
yeah,
things out
but,
of that nature. But
it's always great to be able to get on the airwaves and gather the spiritual family together. We're just in such a wonderful time. I'm in so much joy. I don't know how you're feeling, but even though we see a lot of changes and challenges for people, I think that when we go into that picture of reality and we just hold that focus, then no matter what's going on, we can ride that wave. You know, it's like riding a surfboard, you know, through the universe.
It is. I've I've been getting this feeling lately that it's time to put away my sword. And, you know, I've butted heads, I mean, just one-on-one with some of these tyrants, and I just call them on their stuff right up front.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's getting kind of old, and I feel that the frequencies are at a certain point now where it's just unstoppable. And there are other people that are very much on the forefront of doing what's necessary. And
hey, it's time for you to have some fun, James.
Exactly. You know, it's I want to get back into my bliss and
yes.
And focus on that, Irania, and just really anchor in the energy from here on out.
Well, you've got a great place up there, and what we're hoping to do down here in Pagosa is create a one of the many communities that are popping up and bringing people together. And I really feel that it's so important that all those individuals that want to usher in this new heaven on earth, we have to start living as if it's already happened. And I've always let other people fight the battles because, you know, that's not my role, but I've always admired your courage and tenacity to get out there. But you're a pretty blissful guy. When I came up and did that event at your beautiful sanctuary there, and we had some great times.
Yeah, we'll have to do that again real soon.
I froze my tail off, though. I think I had 5 layers of clothing on.
Yeah. It does get cold up here. It gets pretty warm in the summer, too, but you just never know. We've had, 90-degree weather plus up into the hundreds almost in July, and then one July it's freezing. It's everything's out of whack right now and unstable with the weather.
Well, the ships, they come all the time up there, probably like they're coming down here. They're hanging outside my deck. I live on the lake.
Mm-hmm.
And they're hovering at night, and all the ducks and the geese are just flipping out in the middle of the night because they can see the colors radiating down into the water of the lake. And of course, now it's frozen, but it's they pretty much are still coming on a regular basis, so I'm sure they do.
I always tell people, yeah, if you want a really good watchdog, get a goose. I mean, they're unsurpassed. And,
The ducks?
No, the geese are just
incredible, yeah.
As far as a watchdog and letting you know that something's on the property. They are so highly tuned, it's amazing.
Well, I don't know if you got the newsletter I sent out the other day, but we had all these geese outside my house, and they were out, froze. They stood still. It was like they were all looking. The geese and the mallards were looking at something that I couldn't see, but they stopped in their tracks, and I kid you not, it was like for 5 minutes, and I thought, there's something going on out here. And it was 2:00 in the afternoon. I took a photograph, and there was this huge ball of light hovering right over the water. And they were stoned. It was really something. I've never seen anything like that before with the animals, that many animals just stopping in their tracks.
I've seen humans turn to stone when they see these ships.
Yeah, I see humans doing it, just not the geese.
Yeah, they just freeze and nothing's working. It almost like they go into an alternate reality or something. You have to go, hello, you have to like snap them out of it after it happens.
Well, you know, remember my dog? He was a big part of helping me capture things on film. And
mm-hmm.
I think that the animals, they're such a great tool. They're humans in furry bodies, and they're helping us get back on track, I think.
Can you give us some of the things you're experiencing during contact when you're connecting with these different beings? I mean, what exactly does it feel like when this is happening?
Well, it's the process with me. They transmit pretty much all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Telecommunication, I'll be in my healing sessions, and they'll give me some information. Well, you're supposed to go to such and such place at a certain time. And when I took the group out here in Pagosa, I knew that the ships they had transmitted, they would come between 9 and 10 p.m., and it was a rainy day, big clouds, and everybody had their umbrellas, and they said, oh, we're not going to see anything. And I says, oh, yes, you are. They've promised that they're coming, and we had three different ships show up. We had the first one was a big gold orb popped up over the hill. The second one turned into, it was a double orb, turned into three orbs. And the third one was so close, it was going into the pictographic images. Now, what happens when I have these encounters, whether I have witnesses with me, Family of Light members, or if it's by myself, they usually transmit telepathically to me. Sometimes I'll record what's going into my ear while I'm doing the filming. The other night I was laying on my bed. I can lay in my bed and look at the lake. And so I had my camera up on the tripod because this huge diamond-shaped Merkaba vehicle was so low. So I had it filming while I was laying in bed, letting it just transmit to me. It was like, oh, you know. It was the life of Riley, really. What they do is they give me information about future events, and I'm really feeling this excitement from the ships when they're transmitting. There's this acceleration of we're really moving forward, things are happening so quickly, get ready, life is going to look much different than we ever expected it to look very soon. And you know, sometimes they'll indicate things like in my film footage, they'll show images of like the rolling of the earth, as in the shift on the tilt. Sometimes they'll give me information about the tidal waves. I knew for seven nights that I was getting information about waters for seven nights before the big tsunami hit. So, I mean, sometimes it's not always fun to know what's coming, but you can't discard some of it and then, you know, just expect that it's always positive. But
yeah, I always feel that there's a lot of people that look at one side of the coin and then they put down everybody else for seeing the other side. And I experienced that intensely in Santa Cruz. When I was there, I told everybody about the earthquake that was coming, the big one, and I gave them the exact time and date, and it hit right on time, and I couldn't believe the major church there. I won't mention which one. And
which earthquake was that?
I think it was 89, October in 89.
Uh-huh.
The really damaging one that, you know, killed a lot of people. It actually leveled both malls. And
that was in Santa Fe?
They called it the San Francisco earthquake.
In San Francisco.
Yeah,
okay.
I was in Santa Cruz.
Santa Cruz, okay. Yeah.
In California. And, you know, I let people know about it, and then I left. And people go, you're creating it, you know, and same old thing. You know, they started saying, you're being negative, you're creating it. And I said, thanks for all the power, but, you know, I said, I'm just giving you a heads up. But they basically almost ran us out of town. We had a small group there that were doing intersensitivity training classes and channeling classes. But, you know, we went to Washington up here to build this retreat center and left there, and it was perfect timing to leave there because it did hit and it did a lot of damage.
Well, I think a lot of people have premonitions. This is one thing I encourage people to keep a diary and sometimes you don't know what you're picking up on, and if you start keeping track of it, you realize that when your heart's racing, you feel like you've had 100 cups of coffee and you're vibrating, you might be picking up a precursor of what's coming. That's what happens to me. I feel the earthquakes worldwide 8 to 12 hours before they happen.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I'll feel the same thing. I'll feel the earthquake just like it hit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I look and there's nothing there, and I said, you know, there's a big quake somewhere, and I can't find it, and all of a sudden it hits, you know, a couple days later.
Yeah. When they had that big one in Iran the day after Christmas, I was standing in my brother's kitchen up in northern Utah, and I started to quake. My body started to shake. And I grabbed a hold of the counters, and I said, oh, my gosh, this thing is going to be huge. And I'd get real dizzy, and, of course, my family, they still think I'm a little crazy. But anyway, the next morning, it hit at 4 o'clock in the morning. It was on the news. And I think they all became believers because they actually saw what I went through physically. I mean, sometimes it really sort of wipes me out for a few days.
That's the same thing. I think everybody has that with their families. People that are awake, they go through those phases. I think Gandhi said first they laugh at you, and then they, can't remember what the other two phases are, and then they last one, they finally take you serious, you know. They laugh at you, and then they attack
true.
You, and then they take you serious, and then you become a saint, you know.
But, you know, I think we have to really stay in unconditional love with people because it's like I've said to people in my life, if I was a brain surgeon, you don't have to understand everything I'm doing to appreciate that I'm doing something. So just look at me as, you know, you don't have to understand me to love me. Just love me, and I'll just love you. And we just have to honor each other wherever we are at. And a lot of people, I think, get worried about family members that are just not waking up fast enough.
Oh, yeah.
And but I really feel in my heart, James, and I don't know how you feel about this, but we probably are on the same page, that some people will, everyone has their own process, but a lot of people, when they say they'll be changed in a twinkling of an eye, and we've been twinkling for a long time, you and I, and but some people might not get it till the boat's leaving, you know.
I've been hitting them over the head with a flashlight. I'm going to quit doing that because they have their own soul journey and their own time, and people are going to have to figure this one out for themselves.
You know, I had a very interesting vision this last summer on the 22nd of July. It was the same time that Richard Boylan sent out that email about the sighting over Roseville, California.
Oh, yeah.
And it was so strange. In my vision, there was this little saucer that flew through the window, and it materialized into an actual being.
Mm-hmm.
And he proceeded to tell me things. And then the next thing I knew, there were other people in the room, and we were all getting instructions. And then each of us were packing a very, very small bag. I remembered, I'm going to just make sure I put my camera in here. I can't go anywhere without it. It's like my American Express card. and then we were all getting on a transporter. And that was the same time that sighting happened. All those hundreds of ships that he said.
Yeah, that is my birthday, by the way.
Oh, that's right. You know, I'm the 22nd also, but not in July.
Uh-huh.
I'm in March. So.
It was a nice birthday present. I go, thank you, God.
Well, yeah, for sure. So I think things are really, of course, with George Filer's report, he does such a great job sending all the UFO sightings worldwide out, and we've got a lot of great folks doing some fantastic work of helping keeping the public ready, and you've got your wonderful movie out, and
yeah, things are really moving in that direction. One thing I've noticed, and I'm sure you've probably noticed it too, and I don't want to take away from what they're doing because they are doing an excellent job. But a lot of the movement for disclosure out there are missing the big picture. And, you know, they're still working on the nuts and bolts and trying to prove that these things are real. And they're keeping it in the past, you know, back in the 50s and 70s and 40s and whatever, you know, it's unbelievable. But they're missing the fact that there are these incredibly spiritually and technologically advanced beings, some thousands, if not millions or billions of years ahead of us in evolution, that are contacting us right now, and they're not, rising to the occasion and bringing forward that information that it's happening right now.
I know they're just doing the kindergarten thing, and it is frustrating because they're staying in a mental place. They're not really going into any kind of transformational process. And some people say, well, what do you think is going to happen with the disclosure? And my answer is, whether they get it right or not, the ultra-terrestrials, the higher conscious beings, our families from other stars, they are coming to join with us to create galactic communities. And it's going to happen whether, the disclosure and the government, they're going to still be running around doing their things.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, we'll already be to the next step. That's what I feel.
I always think we can play all those tapes later in the news, where they giggle and make fun of everybody and everything else. And just after we have the major event, when everybody looks up and it's wall-to-wall ships parked up there, we can play those back and go, hey, remember this? Remember this one?
Oh, yeah.
Remember all these events you didn't cover in the news? How are you going to bury this one?
I appreciate all the people that are working on the front lines of those efforts, and but the bottom line is that it is what it is, and this transformation is going to happen whether all of those statistical things go forward or not. We're really contacts upon us, and it has been upon you and me and a lot of folks for a long time. And it's magical because, like, when I'm filming, they go into pictographic images that have messages that are, it's like they're telling a story of where we've been and where we're going. And the footage that's at the end of my film, Encounters with Angels, UFOs, and Divine Messages, the last 10 minutes on my film is really profound because we slow the film footage down, and in 15 minutes there's 250 different pictographic images that appear on a millisecond basis, and it's a 10-prong Merkaba vehicle spinning. And if people will just look up and allow themselves, maybe they won't really know what information they're getting, but they're getting it through their third eye, their subconscious is getting it, and then they'll go into an autopilot when the time is appropriate to go into action with whatever we have to orchestrate as humanity, as earthlings, to prepare for this next step. I believe that we will just go into that process. Just like when you see the crop circles, you know subconsciously what they mean, whether or not you ever understand or agree with what somebody else's analysis is of them. Don't you kind of feel that happens subconsciously?
I have some footage. It's real interesting. I have one over Portland State University at 2:00 in the morning, and it's sitting out this incredible pulse, and it's on the site. You can listen to it. And I asked them, I said, what are you doing over Portland State University at 2:00 in the morning? And it's a big ship, it's a big mothership. And they said, higher learning. And I said, can you go a little more into detail? And they said, well, while these people are sleeping, they said they're actually being fed information into their subconscious, and when things happen, they're just going to accept it. They're just going to go, oh, yeah, of course they're here, and it's not going to create panic, and it'll help them assist us, in the days to come. And, again, I have another ship that morphs from a golden disc to a pillar of light, and then it morphs again to an arrowhead, and then it morphs into a hand, which is held exactly in the position which is the symbol for the Hebrew sign for God.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got to dig this out again. I have it in some of my older DVDs, and I need to put it up on the site so people can see it. But it's very clear that they're giving us a message, but, you know, I've had these scientific people look at it and go, oh, that's a weather balloon.
Yeah,
and I told them, I said, okay, how does a weather balloon follow a jet going 400 or 500 miles an hour, a passenger jet, and stay with it for like 10 minutes right next to the wing? I said, that's one fast weather balloon. And then the guy goes, oh, it's caught up in the jet stream, so that's why it's going so fast. And I said, well, the jet streams are going from west to east, you know, and this thing's going from north to south. So I said, that screws your theory there. And, you know, any logic you'd bring up to these people, they just could not, they would refuse to look at it. And that brings up another subject about, and I'm sure you're getting this, too, about the nuts and bolts. We can see less than 1% of the universe in which we live, and you and I are going far beyond that into the other 99%. And filming these Merkaba ships and ships that are pure energy and consciousness. And then we get those guys going, well, where's the clear metallic picture of nuts and bolts, you know, with a little door handle on it and everything else and the insignias, you know, or it's not real.
Well, you know, a lot of these, they have a cellular nature to them. I know when I was up on your property, we were getting those on film, and mm-hmm. and sometimes you'll actually see faces in them. And back to what you were talking about being downloaded at night, a lot of individuals are waking up at 2:22, 3:33, 4:44 in the night, and they're going, "What's going on?" And I'll say, well, I believe that we're beaming back and forth. When we wake up and we look at the time, we've just come back into our body. And they work with us. Our bed is the Stargate. And I don't know if you remember seeing that one photograph I took in my bedroom that my dog was panting, and he saw it, and so I took the photograph. But I have the portal windows of the ship on my bedroom wall.
Mm-hmm.
So you think you're in your bedroom, but you're in a hologram of your bedroom. You're really in another dimension, and then you're doing this community gathering thing with all the other individuals. So we're very busy at night. Of course, Dr. Hertak speaks of that in The Keys of Enoch, how the language of light is brought forth to us in our sleep state, and then when we get to a certain place of enlightenment, then we start getting it in our waking state. And this is what I think you and I have been able to capture in our film footage, and then what we're getting in our awakened state of enlightenment, which I know that a lot of individuals are waking up so rapidly now that it's great, because now they're starting to understand what we've been talking about for a long time, James.
yeah, it is amazing. They are finally getting it, and I'm finding out that some people are just not going to get it, and it's not worth just, you know, burning up all kinds of energy to argue or try to turn them around or, you know, like the radio show is named, I just say, as you wish. You know?
Yeah, hey, just you know, we just have to love them and say, hey, we're all responsible for our own journey, and just go do what brings you joy. Some people are still wrapped up in the physical. I know a lot of individuals in my healing work, when I'm on the phone doing sessions, they're saying, well, I just don't feel very productive anymore. I'm really down on myself. And I go, listen, the more you feel not productive in this dimension, you're busier in the other dimension. It just means that you're evolving more into that light being. And the things of this world are not going to look the same or feel the same. And so don't be hard on yourself. Just try to flow with it, and know that you're probably clear across the world saving people from tsunamis, or you're off hanging out on one of your other planets. You know, we have to do simultaneous lifetimes going on, and so
there are a lot of people that just don't even understand what the hell we're talking about right now, but that's okay. You know, the brain, now this is interesting, you probably know this, but people think they actually see with their eyes, and they say, I'll believe it when I see it, but you don't. Your eyes are processing billions of bits of information, and your brain chooses which, how much of that information or what in that information you're going to experience. And so you actually do see with your brain, and if you don't have the neural net for the experience, you're not going to have it. And I tell people, look, that the universe is big, is as big as the consciousness that can experience it. That's just the bottom line. It's as you believe, so it is. It's the other way around. And on top of that, too, is that the mind in which you seek is the mind in which you connect. So if you're focused on all this low-level dark stuff, that's all you're going to see, and maybe it's time to open up to the higher-level experiences.
It's the simplicity is so beautiful, but some people make it much more difficult than they really need to. It's just about just letting go.
Mm-hmm.
Letting go and trusting and not giving your power to the dogma and the hypocrisy and the things that, like, turning on the news. I mean, it's just so. It's not a healthy thing to be subjected to. It's nice to be aware of what's going on, but people have to know when to be. If they want to be informed, that's fine. But you know, there's just too much programming going on. And
mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's out and out lying right now. I've seen. What's happening is the veils are coming down and people are tapping into their inner sensitivity and what I call direct knowing and waking up. And they're watching the news, and before, where they would just kind of get programmed by it and become like little consuming zombies, now they're waking up and they're going, wait a second, that's just not right, you know. And is this person supposed to be an expert and they're telling me what's going on, but they don't have a clue? And who are these people? And they're waking up really fast. And I'm seeing that the people, a very good example is I brought ABC out here. And they did a wonderful documentary on the ranch.
Oh, great.
And the ships did come in, and they were there. They got to experience, and they brought in all the evidence and the long history of UFO activity here. It was very positive. And unfortunately, it got squashed, like all do. It aired a couple times, and then somebody stamped the foot on it. But what was interesting is that what they said is their ratings went through the roof, and the sponsors loved it. And they said, when can you do it? When can you do it again? And I said, anytime, but I haven't heard back from them, because even though the ratings went through the roof, the people really want to know about this, and the sponsors loved it because it's good business for them. It still got squashed.
The big thumb comes down, and it does happen. There's a lot. I know they came to Phoenix and interviewed quite a few folks there. I think I was out of town when that was happening, mm-hmm. but I heard that they ended up leaving so much of it out.
Oh, yeah.
And that's just one thing that we want to do here in Pagosa. There's an individual that's moved here that has won Emmys in news anchor and radio, and I've heard that he wants to start a movie company, a documentary film company, and then what we need to do is get our own television station. And I know Jose had Borderland Network going, but I don't know what's happening with that right now. But there's a lot of challenges, but it's coming, and the wave of enlightenment is sweeping across the world, and people just need to keep trying to light the candles of those that are ready to hold their hands out to accept the keys and to step through that door of new awareness and understanding. And
I think if people knew what is behind this wave or this major shift that's coming, if they really saw the power behind this and the ultimate power, which is the healing energies and the love energies, if they saw how big this was, it would help them so much to move forward in their own awakening and healing. You know, knowing, you know, it gives them hope, knowing that, look, it's inevitable. We are going through this great shift. We are going to be moving to the next level. And it's time to pay attention and realize it's not going to be business as usual, but to make it through these times, it's going to be so awesome on the other side. And it's worth taking your hand out of the monkey trap and letting go of all your attachments to people, places, and things, and following your own soul purpose and move to the areas where you're guided to move. It's worth doing all this because there's something grander behind it.
When people take their power and they really use their focus to manifest too, like, I didn't know I would be able to move to Colorado so quickly, but when it was time, things just fell into place and it worked out. And I, not that I didn't love Phoenix for a long time, but I just needed to get out of the big cities. I think the big cities, if people are feeling inspired that they need to make a change with the location where they are, they need to follow that because they are being guided from, and if they're meant to move, things will fall into place. But they need to let go of the fear and trust their gut instinct. And those people that can't relocate but are holding their consciousness to a certain place, I say to them, look, you know, you see these tornadoes come through and they take out two houses and they scoot around and leave two or three. And so, you know, people just have to hold that vortex of energy around themselves too. They have to be aware and pay attention, and if they're being guided to relocate, they need to. But I know that the ships are going to be doing relocation for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. You know, they can move. If they were awake, they could actually move the tornado. you know, the nature does respond.
Yeah, it's really the power of our consciousness is power. That's the power, and then that's connected with also our relationship with our brothers and sisters of other worlds.
You know, I noticed, and this is not to stick a thorn in their side, but I watched this huge church, and they just finished this really nice church in a certain place. I won't mention where it is, but this tornado came through and just scattered it, wiped it out, and the minister came in there and started preaching damnation, and God punished us because we weren't good enough, and this and that, and that was his whole program. And I just said, well, you were creating punishment. You know, you were actually drawing that tornado to your church with the guilt and the fear and the need for punishment. And, you know, if you were focusing on love and joy and bliss and we're living in harmony with nature, it just might have missed.
That's true. That's really true. You know, when I was on the Internet tonight and I noticed on YouTube, I'm going to... My clip is on YouTube as well as I know yours is, and this one was about the Holmes comet, mm-hmm. and it was really beautifully done, and I appreciated what it was expressing because it had a woman that was singing about what is the message of this comet coming. And it was tying in with the Shakti and the Shiva and how there's this sacred marriage, and it really is very much like a vision I had in 97 on Easter weekend. And I think I had that before I came up. I think that was a year before I came up to see you. But in the vision, I saw people were running around in a frenzy of confusion, as they were looking up into the heavens, and there was like this planet that had totally moved in right side by side with us, and you could see no atmosphere but only this other planet, and they were screaming at it and saying, "Who are you and what do you want?" And I turned to them and I said, "How can you say this to something so beautiful?" And then I saw the firmament of the heavens sort of nestling this second earth, as well as dolphins swimming in the waters, and it was just a very heavenly vision. And I really think of it as the Shakti and the Shiva, mm-hmm. and how there's this sacred marriage coming together. And this YouTube video tied in all of that with this comet, the Holmes comet. So I'll send that link over to you.
Definitely send that to me. Now, how do people check out your link and your movies and your website? And
okay, well, my website is Victoria's Light. That's LIGHT.com. Of course, it's there's no apostrophe. There's just an S after Victoria. So victoriaslight.com, and they can download the trailer to my film. We did go to the International Film Festival in New York and Hollywood, and we actually won Best Documentary in both places.
Oh, great.
Back in 2005, actually. And they can also look at the healing CDs that I've produced through Spirit. I channel all my music, and there's some really, you know, wonderful feedback from those healing CDs. And if people need prayers, I pray for people all over the world. They send me their photographs, and I do a lot of long distance telephone sessions, I'm sure, like you do. And so, but it's victoriaslight.com, and then you can also find it on YouTube under Encounters with Angels,
right?
UFOs and Divine Messages.
Great. Now, that's not Victoria's Secret. That's victoriaslight.com.
No, I mean, I have a few secrets.
And there's some great secrets there that you might actually learn something beyond the physical.
Well, the website actually shares a lot of the visions that I've had, because I've been having visitation and visions since I was 5. And my father had an encounter in 1947 where he picked up an ancient being in the desert who rode in the car with him, and then when he got out of the car, he dematerialized. And
mm-hmm.
Prior to him doing that, he instructed my father about some things about his life and about a child that would be contacted, and of course that was me,
mm-hmm.
At the age of 5. So it's been a glorious journey, and I just appreciate. I appreciate all that you've done for humanity, James, and for you having me on the show. It's so great to hear your voice.
Oh, you too. Great. And speaking of voices,
you've got to get some happenings going, you know?
Yeah, you have an angelic voice, and people should definitely, you know, get your CDs. And just your voice transmits just in a very beautiful angelic frequency and energy. It's very heart-opening.
Well, thank you. You know, I did all the music in my film, and so on that movie clip trailer, I'm singing a song that I channeled called Heavenly Exodus.
Mm-hmm.
And whether people ever see the full-length movie, if they see that trailer, they will be ignited with the spirit.
Oh, great. It looks like we have a caller. Would you be willing
sure.
to take some calls?
Mm-hmm.
Welcome. Who do we have on the air here?
Hi, James. This is Wes. I'm calling from Honolulu, Hawaii.
Hello, Wes.
Hello, Wes.
How you doing?
Thanks,
I didn't get
calling.
Your guest's name. I kind of got in late, a little bit late.
Yes, yeah, Victoria Lilinquist.
Hi. Hi, Victoria.
Hello, Wes.
I just wanted to say that, like, I live right in the middle of the city, and we've been getting photos of orbs right off our balcony after
yeah.
Meditating. You know, we've been watching a lot of YouTube videos and whatnot on ETs and a lot of the ESETI videos, and we've been getting results with our cameras, at first we're doubting it, we're wondering if it was like condensation or something. But,
all right.
Yeah, and also, Victoria, thank you. You kind of answered one of my questions. We wanted to actually, we're feeling like we wanted to move out of the city to Kauai. My uncle told me the heiaus, the temples there are very powerful and whatnot. And I just wanted to ask you guys if there's any sort of effort, like a worldwide deal where we can all sort of focus on the same, kind of like what Art Bell did a couple times. Do you know what I'm talking about, James?
The great experiment.
Yes. Go ahead. Go ahead, Victoria, if you want to.
No, go ahead and talk. That's what, I mean, I think that that's what you were referring to, right? Is the great
experiment. I was just wondering if anything like that is in the works or...
There is one coming up real soon, and I think Lynn Taggart, who is doing the intention experiments, is doing another one here real soon. I'm going to have her on the show very soon.
Right.
We're arranging it right now, and I need to get that information. But if you sign up on my newsletter, I will find that out, and if you go to eSETI.org, and I'll definitely send it out. You know, all the latest major intention experiments and gatherings of that nature.
Mm-hmm. I guess if I could ask one more question.
Sure.
Yeah, for Victoria, I guess I'm trying to figure out exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. I mean, I sold my truck, I'm riding a bike, I'm trying to do things that don't, you know, affect Earth so much, and I'm meditating and whatnot, but I'm also an artist and stuff, and I do artwork, and I'm trying to, you know, express this message, but I was just wondering if there was anything else that, like, that you might think of that could possibly help facilitate, you know, the awakening. And
I'm feeling a lot of energy around you working with children, teaching children. You know, the children are so precious, and they are the leaders of our next root race, and there's just so much that we can do to help the children because they're very enlightened. They're here to help heal us, but they also need the opportunity to express themselves. And because you do art, you could get involved with helping children express things through art. I feel very strongly around you children when you were talking.
I got goosebumps. I was just at a Hawaiian immersion school yesterday face painting the kids.
All right.
Okay.
I'm also seeing something, if you don't mind.
No problem.
Now, I'm seeing this movement is a really divine inspiration where you're getting to simplify and kind of getting closer to the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually seeing gardens and, like, fences and things like that where you're moving to a new place. It's very important to learn to get self-sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
And also this place, you want to get it up on high ground. Don't do it right on the coast. Get it up.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Get it up high if you can.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, because the outsides of the islands, might be not staying real solid. But if you're on high ground, that's really important.
And Chile? Well, you know, Chile is where that last tsunami came from.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can stay up on the USGS reports, Chile is getting very active right now. And they're having one big quake after another, and that's what sent the April Fool's tsunami that hit, you know, Hawaii quite a while ago.
Keep up
on
that. Yeah, I saw that on the Earth Changes website. I clicked on the earthquake, and that place is just going off. It's firing up over there.
Oh, it definitely is, and it's going to continue to increase and escalate. So follow that.
Mm-hmm.
Your feelings.
Thank you guys
so
much.
Just follow your feelings. Your feelings are telling you where to go.
All right. Thank you.
Track of your dreams, too, because I believe that our higher self communicates to us in dreams, and even keep a little tape recorder so that before you open your eyes, you can record what you've just seen, because then you don't have time to wake up and lose the memory of what you've been shown.
Right. It's been a big problem lately. Like, I can't remember my dreams, but my partner says I'm so active while I sleep, I'm talking and all this stuff. But I don't remember a thing. So,
Well, good luck to you, Wes. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you, guys. I love you guys.
Keep us posted on your progress there.
All right.
And send me an email. I'm Victoria at victoriaslight.com is my email.
Victoriaslight.com. Got it. All right. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Great call.
Yeah. Yeah, that was interesting. As he was talking, I could really see all these children around him. And
yeah, I could too. I could see a lot of light and kind of golden energy, but a lot of green grasses and little fences and gardens and everything.
Well, Kauai, oh man, that's a great place. I love that place.
Yeah.
And but you know, one thing that I have seen, I hate to bring this up, but I have seen some really big waters. Either hitting Anaheim or Florida, because I saw the Walt Disney steeples poking out of the water.
Mm-hmm.
And that came through on October of this full moon this last October. I don't know. Have you had any feelings about that?
Yeah, you know, I have. I've seen the same visions, and I've seen them hit in the West Coast. I've seen them hit both coasts.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's a lot of people that are seeing things as close as this spring or this March.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was kind of feeling it was going to be between February and March.
Yeah, a lot of movement in the oceans and the coastal areas. And, you know, it's tough to nail this stuff down. I've been telling people right now we're in this free flow. It's like almost anything goes because we are awakening to the power within, and some of us are really misusing, you know, those abilities, and some of us are really waking up and changing matter, you know, and altering situations. So,
I mean, I believe that the consciousness can override many things because, of course, with the earthquakes,
mm-hmm.
it seems like in a lot of cases there's a bad earthquake, but there's not as much loss of life. So
definitely.
Something's definitely shifting.
Well, I believe that too. The way I see it is that it's a good thing, and nature needs to do her thing, and the earth is expanding, it's growing.
Remodeling is what I call it.
Yeah, exactly, and it's overheating, and it's got to bust loose in this expansion process. So it's inevitable, and if you just look at the statistics, it's undeniable. We are, you know, going through the global warming. It's a galactic situation we're going through. It's not just the greenhouse effect. There's more to it than that, and it's time to listen, you know, to nature and have her tell you where to go and what to do now.
And if you're looking at the Mayan calendar versus the Gregorian calendar, it's not like we might not have those 5 years left that everybody, you know, some people say, oh, we've got plenty of time, but I think we're just really we're really at the eye of the needle here.
We are. We're going head on into
yeah.
it right now. That's the information I've been
I've
getting.
Got my surfboard ready.
All right. Yep, surf's up. Yeah, it's. We're running up to the end of the hour here, so why don't you give your website again?
Okay,
and how people can contact you.
VictoriasLight.com. VictoriasLight.com. Email is Victoria@VictoriasLight.com.
Great.
And
is there anything you want to share in these closing moments concerning any of the visions or any kind of a message you want to get out to humanity and the earth?
Just stay in a place of focus and that inner peace, because how you feel inside those keys are within each of us. It's been given to us. We came at this glorious time to usher in this huge event that the earth is going through something that's never done before. And I don't care who the scientists, they don't have all the answers. No one has all the answers. But we have the answers inside of our DNA in our subconscious. So just be in joy and peace and love one another and just do the best good deeds you could do for each other, because we're really moving. Heaven on earth is coming.
Oh, definitely. You know, that's exactly what the Palladians keep saying. You know, they say heaven on earth is coming, or heaven is coming to the earth. And
mm-hmm.
and they said that the real God is coming forward. And it's interesting. I could go into that a lot more depth. We don't have any time. But Anyway, I can't thank you enough, Victoria, for coming on the show.
Thank you.
We'll do it again soon, and have a great evening.
It was great. God bless, and everybody have an incredible holiday this month.
All right.
And,
this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, signing off. Have a great evening, and watch the skies. It's happening. Good night.